So good afternoon, Sarah. Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon.
Pleasure, Kathy.
How do you, when you first heard the voice note, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction was that it was somewhere between an intention to hurt, and it was anti-Semitic, but it was really sort of boyish prank. It had all that quality of the sort of vague stupidity combined with something that's very hurtful. So the fact that I discovered that the boy was 14 made a hell of a lot of sense after that.
Okay. I understand. Okay. How do we recognize racism? Is racism only in the eye of the beholder?
Not entirely, because if your racism were determined to be entirely in the eye of the beholder, you know, our societies would be absolutely crazy, because everyone would then have the right to determine whether there's racism, and if you disagree, but you're not the victim.
I'm sorry to say, but it feels like we're living in that kind of a world right now.
Yes, no, we are, definitely.
I'm just saying.
But I've read an article a couple of years ago that put it very well. They were dealing with anti-Israel, comments and behavior on campuses. And they were basically saying that racism and anti-Semitism have to be able to be judged largely by third parties in the judicial sense and in the arbitral sense, who would be able to understand the situation well enough to pass judgment on it, even if they may not themselves be of from the same group as the person who experienced the racism or the anti-Semitism. And that has to be right to some extent, because otherwise it would just be completely crazy. The fact that it's partly completely crazy is because I think to a large extent social media provides almost no filter.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if
that does make sense. How do we stand up? You know, I think that's another conversation that maybe we could even have going forward, or even now if there's a little bit of time, is finding the moral courage to stand up against racists. Yeah. Because it's very, very hard. A few months ago, I realized that a friend of mine, we've been friends for 19 years.
Right.
And all of a sudden, and I don't know if it's because I've changed or because she's becoming more vocal, but I realized that she is a raging racist. And I've just completely distanced myself from her. We have no communication whatsoever. I've literally, just cut her off. Because do you confront it? Do you not confront it? I mean, that becomes the moral dilemma.
I think it entirely depends on the circumstances, but you can confront it sort of very firmly, or you can confront it more subtly, depending on the situation. So I suppose my response to your friend would probably have been to express my disgust and say, look, I think, this affects our relationship irrevocably, and that's the end of it. Other things, I think you have to be much more vocal. For example, a lot of the things that the Board of Deputies and the Zionist Fed have to deal with, where they take people to court or refer them to the Human Rights Commission, etc. I think it's important, because I think people in that sense have to be called out on it, if for no other reason than to show others that people are being called out on this. And the other thing is, and something that, for example, that I've tried to do, and I'm actually trying to pick up the steam on, is to write about it. And I'll give you the most recent example. I wrote an article that was published over the weekend, in essence, where I write for a sort of popular audience. I explained the Christian and Muslim origins of anti-Semitism. Purely factually, I kept it, at a very sort of even level emotion. There was no emotion in it. But what I was doing was trying to explain that these are the origins, and when something is built, when a religious belief is built upon an idea, even a very bad, very negative idea, it is very difficult to reverse that in the mind of someone, because religion is so much part of one's upbringing from day one.
Sure, especially if you don't know those people. You know, we kind of come up with stereotypes. Very, very interesting.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to have many more conversations, Sarah. I think we are definitely going to have many more conversations. All right. That's where we're going to leave it. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Do you want to leave us with a parting thought?
Yes, I do. Other than the fact that I thought the young lady dealt with it extremely maturely and with a great deal of insight, and the fact that I think the kids largely, you know, it was almost a prank of sorts. What I think the parents of the kids have to look at how, you know, whether they've done or said anything that could have led to it, because the knowledge of the boys was considerable. Secondly, all the boys who were there at the time need to be part of the educational process. And the third thing is, I think the school needs to have a little bit of a look, because it is a Christian school founded on Baptist heritage. And the Baptist Church does have a mixed relationship with anti-Semitism. And I think they just need to have a look at what is actually being taught or what is being said by teachers or religious people who teach or lecture for the school, is anything being said that needs to be addressed there?
Keith, you're the only person I've heard.
No, this is
actually
exactly what
that
was corroborated to me this morning. Exactly that. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, that's Simon.
I please
thank you, Sarah. That the education component is so critically important in all this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because we as South Africans we know as white South Africans, we have been educated and sensitized to the fact that no matter how upset or whatever point of frustration you get to, you would never, ever use the equivalent in a white-black context. You just know, don't go there. Don't go there. It's not acceptable, and yet somehow in this context it is acceptable. So yeah, this education
one of the reasons why I'm sort of taking up the issue is because, you know, we're living in this sort of horribly politically correct world where you don't say anything about anything to anyone in case, but anti-Semitism somehow, you know, not so much. People can do it. I'm a great proponent of free speech, but when people have said something insulting or racist, let us at least know that people notice, are angry, and this is where it comes from.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Very much topic.
Saragon, thank you very, very much for your time, and this is not where we're going to leave it, because you are a fascinating person to speak to, and I think we need to get you back here more often, for sure. On good topics, you know, rather than reactive, I think.
Yeah, no, it is about standing up, and that is not an easy thing to do.
No, it isn't. And thank you so much. Wish you a wonderful weekend, and